From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica and Barbados about to sign a comprehensive narcotics agreement with the United States.
Sometime in April, all of the governments in the region will have signed a comprehensive agreement.
Janet Jagan, seen as a possible successor to her ailing husband, Guyanese President Chetty Jagan, and it's a question of drawing blood from tobacco as the efforts to win the AIDS battle continues. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. U.S. Envoy Richard Clark has downplayed differences with Jamaica and Barbados over the signing of ship-rider-type arrangements with the United States. It's thought that sovereignty issues led these two CARICOM states to delay agreeing to such arrangements, while other regional countries have already initialed such a pact with the U.S. Mr. Clark held bilateral talks with St. Lucian Prime Minister Vaughan Lewis today in Castries. The U.S. official told Caribbean Report the ship-rider issue is not a controversial matter. He says both Jamaica and Barbados have in the last week agreed to sign a comprehensive agreement on narcotics, including maritime interdiction.
So we think by sometime in April, all of the governments in the region will have signed a comprehensive agreement bilaterally, including maritime interdiction. I think the media have focused on this as an area of great controversy, when they're very, in point of fact, there's very little controversy. We reviewed today how the ship-rider agreement has been implemented here, our Coast Guard and the Coast Guard here, and it's been implemented without any problem. In fact, it's, I think, caused the drug dealers to look elsewhere. And if we can continue our cooperation, we might be able to reduce the flow even more.